Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting second. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein takes first base on ball four. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullenbein moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cullenbein moves to third. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Judnick. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Judnick steals second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chapman moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball four. Mack moves to second. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Swift reaches second base with a double. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. Auker takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Weatherly moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive off the glove of Clift, and into shallow left field. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Auker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trotsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Radcliffe scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chet Lobbs now playing left field. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Chapman bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to second. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Trotsky, and towards Mack, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Berardino moves to third. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Auker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau scores. Weatherly moves to third. Keltner moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.